Do not adjust your television. What you are about to experience is stranger than fiction.
Hey there, strangers. It's Devin along with
Heidi.
We are your co-hosts for Stranger Than Fiction, a podcast where we normally explore supernatural things in movies and television episodes, but today we're going to do something a little different.
Mm-hmm.
We are actually celebrating our 10th episode, which may not sound like much to you guys, but is actually, I think, a decent accomplishment.
Absolutely, especially with having a baby.
Yeah.
Go us.
Yeah, it's no easy task. You know, we try and do a lot of editing into this. We try and do a lot of research. It's not just speaking from the cuff as much as sometimes it sounds. But we wanted to change it up for our 10th episode and do a top 10. So what I did is I asked Heidi what her top 5 scariest movies that she remembers as a kid, and I gathered my top 5, and we are going to go back and forth with them.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of things. One, we'll go over whether these movies still scare us today or not.
Yeah.
But we're not looking to hear, you know, oh, that movie's not that scary. I don't know why you were scared of that. Things that scare you,
exactly.
They scare you.
When you're a kid, especially.
Yeah. So one thing I did want to ask you about, I feel like there's a couple of different differences. We both, I would say, like horror.
Yes.
But I think there's a lot of different definitions of horror. So what is your preference of horror movies?
I like creepy things.
Creepy things.
No, I like more of the classic haunted house or supernatural things. I'm not a slasher kind of girl. I'll watch it, but I'm not yes, that's what I want.
Yeah, I feel... So there's gore, there's slasher, there's, if you really go down into that spectrum, there's torture porn, Saw, and there's some very grotesque, disturbing horror.
Yeah, that's not for me.
And then there's the other side where, you know, where we probably lie more is the spooky, which is a little bit more atmospheric. It's a little bit probably more gothic in nature.
For sure.
And... So when we say scary, these things, I would say, genuinely scared us as kids. And we may go into, what scared us when, movies when we watch as adults. But, again, that's a huge gamut. And we're not talking about things that disturb you. I think there's things that you can watch that, genuinely, shake you to the core.
For sure.
I remember the first time I watched Requiem for a Dream, I got out of that and I was I'm not okay as a person.
Oh.
And... I'm not interested in those movies. I like not cheap jump scares, but a good scare.
I love jump scares.
Oh, I don't. I think jump scares can be really cheap. But
oh, I love them.
And I like more atmospheric, but that isn't necessarily the case with all of these. But some of them, I would say, have that. A lot of these, I would say, are very good films. And I guess we should start with
Heidi's number 5.
Okay, so my number 5 of my top 5 movies that scared me as a child would be The Wizard of Oz, because it was terrifying. In particular, I guess I was afraid of the Wicked Witch, which is hilarious because I love her now. She's great. But as a child, I was absolutely terrified of her. And in fact, we went to Disney World a lot when I was a kid, and we would go on the Great Movie Ride, rest in peace. And...
Wow.
The Wizard of Oz scene, the Wicked Witch would come up.
If you're not familiar, especially now since this ride is gone,
yeah,
you would go on this tram, I guess you would call it. It's on a track, and you're going through a lot of classic movies, and it has animatronics.
Mm-hmm.
So you enter...
Which freaked me out to begin with.
Yeah, the door is open, and you see the Yellow Brick Road. You're traveling down the Yellow Brick Road, and you stop in Munchkin Land, Munchkin Village. I'm not sure what it's called.
It's Munchkin Land.
Munchkin Land. And they go, they do a little scene with kind of creepy animatronics, and then midway through,
la la, and then the witch shows up.
Yeah, and she emerges, they do
with the smoke.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she would emerge, and She had a mop.
What?
But she had a mop instead of a broom. You never noticed that?
No.
I will pull up old video. And she would have this mop that would just kind of wave around as her animatronic like jerked. Yeah.
Okay.
I never understood it.
Anyway, but as a kid, when that scene would happen on the ride, I would cry hysterically and freak out.
So what preceded the fear, though? Was it the movie and then the ride, or the ride and then the movie?
It was the movie and then the ride.
And about like what age was this, would you think?
Four.
Four? I mean, that's a fair age.
Yeah, four or five.
And, like, if I like put myself back in that mindset, like, you've never seen this movie. The monkeys are pretty freaky.
They are freaky.
There's a lot of creepy elements to it, mm-hmm. and the book is even creepier.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Tin Woodsman, the tale of the Tin Woodsman is alone, like graphic and messed up. It's
like
it reminds me of Monty Python and the Holy Grail with the Black Knight.
Yeah. It's just a flesh wound.
It's just chopping off arms.
Yeah, it's fine.
But okay, yeah, I could see that. She's a brilliant actress. She's really creepy as, and I don't remember her, the human component in Kansas.
Oh my God.
When she's like wanting to take Toto. Like, that's pretty creepy.
Yeah, no, I can't believe I'm, oh, Mrs. Gulch.
Mrs. Gulch?
Mm-hmm.
No, I know the music.
Yeah.
Gulch.
And she's got like that witch nose, you know what I mean?
No, she's wonderfully cast.
Oh, for sure.
I think she
does.
And
she actually caught on fire in that scene.
Which scene?
In the scene that I talked about that scared me as a kid, where she emerged.
Oh,
in
Munchkinland,
the actress, she got caught on fire in the elevator that brought her up.
And wasn't, I think her makeup, because just as a heads up, if you follow us on Channeling Spirits, we're going to do an episode on witches. And I researched some of that. And I want to say her makeup was made of lead paint or something combustible.
Mm.
And so that does sound familiar.
So they had to pause and then start refilming several years later. So if you'll notice, Dorothy's hair is way different. Yeah. It's way longer. And she looks older because she is.
Yeah. Interesting. So Wizard of Oz, mm-hmm. that's your number five.
Yes. What about you, Boogaboo?
My number five is a bit of a cheat, and there's a reason for it.
Okay.
So my number five is also my favorite movie.
Ghostbusters.
Which is Ghostbusters, but also Ghostbusters 2. Now, the reason is because as a kid, I saw that before I could remember things,
mm-hmm.
and I would confuse the movies. So, like, they were, like, just kind of one amorphous movie together. Like, I would, like, watch the first one and be like, where's the Scolari brothers?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't differentiate, like, this is one, this is two. And to be fair, the plot beats are basically the same.
True.
So it's kind of justified. But I loved the real Ghostbusters, and my parents were like, well, he loves the real Ghostbusters. My brother loved the real Ghostbusters, so like we'll like let him watch this. And I'm sure.
How old were you?
I'm sure too young. I'm sure two or younger. I know we had VHS copies of like recorded for TV, so I don't know. I think I would probably watch those,
mm-hmm.
you know, just because I don't even know if we had the VHS. When two came out, I was two. And so I remember there were two parts, one in each movie, that terrified me.
Okay.
So in the first movie, the terror dogs freaked me out. I think because, like, Muppet Babies had, like, Slimer and Stay Puft, like, they were more, like, gentrified. And mm-hmm. so, like, I wasn't freaked out by them. But the terror dogs were legit terrifying. And so there's the scene when Dana sits down in her chair. Mm-hmm. She's like, she's relaxing.
Oh, and then she gets...
And she looks over and the door is like pressing open.
Mm-hmm.
And you just hear this like growl and rumble.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it was probably like the edited. So it was probably like, oh, shoot, on like TV.
Yeah.
And then the hands burst out.
Oh, and then grab her boobs.
Yeah. So funny.
They do.
Funny story of that is that poor puppeteer, like, couldn't see,
mm-hmm.
and so they had to do like take after take, and like he's like trying not to grab her breasts, and so Sigourney finally like was like grabbed his hand, it was like boom on her breasts, it was like, listen, we're professionals, like just grab it,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, and so in it you just see whoomp,
mm-hmm.
and but that like one, you couldn't see the creatures, like there were just hands. So there was something terrifying, like
you
couldn't see the rest of that creature. But then also waiting at the end of this is this terror dog. And because, you know, it's the 80s or, you know, almost 90s, like, there's still very practical effects. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's...
Practical effects are way creepier.
And that's, I think, where a lot of these movies are more horrifying, is because many of them are based on the practical nature. And as a kid, like, your brain can't tell the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're like, that's real because I can see it and the actors are interacting. Like, now you see CGI and you can kind of, I feel like probably even in a child, can like say like, eh, well, I can tell that's fake, as we all kind of can.
Well, we'll see.
But that in the first movie, okay, and then in the second one, it was the bathtub scene.
Yes.
With so, you know, imagine you're a little kid. I already wasn't a big fan of water and taking baths, and I didn't need any excuse to be afraid of a bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there's this wonderful shot of, like, you know, the water's in the faucet, and then all of a sudden it's just, like, pink slime. And now
it's
just
bubble bath.
I look at the effect, and I'm like, this looks like, you know, chewed bubble gum, and it looks ridiculous. But mm-hmm. as a kid, like... I didn't notice it was a terrible composite, like maybe a miniature. Like, I was like, that's genuinely terrifying. Like, mm-hmm. my bathtub's going to eat me. And so for me, that's those two were utterly terrifying. But for some reason, still absolutely love them.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Did you find Ghostbusters scary at all? Or
so
you
I
probably
didn't
saw
see
it late.
Yeah,
right?
I didn't see it until I was... teenager,
gotcha,
slash adult. So no, I did not, but I enjoyed it.
All right, we're gonna move on to Heidi's number four.
So my number four is the first Indiana Jones movie,
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yes, love that movie so much. But the scene towards the end with the melty faces really freaked me out as a kid. Like, And I had a very religious upbringing as well. So I was like, oh God, like if you look at the ark with the lid off, your face is going to melt off.
Yeah.
Like, and I believed it. I was so freaked out. And that's how I felt about like spirits in general. I was like, they're going to melt my face off. I was terrified. It really is a creepy effect. I like, even today, I'm just like, ugh.
I distinctly remember we were in my parents' bedroom. I remember me and my brother. And we would sometimes do like family movies in there. So like my parents are on their bed, and, you know, we're probably in the bed with them, maybe on like the floor at the foot of the bed. And again, this was probably like recorded on like VHS,
yeah,
but I think that was still, you know, that scene was still in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember not being allowed to see that part. So to me,
but
there was even more terror. Because it's just like your brain starts to fill in that information.
Got it.
So all of a sudden, it's just
you're
like
screaming.
What? It's like my parents are like, pause. All right, either like close your eyes or like leave the room for a few minutes. I'll let you know when you can come back. Like your mind's like, oh my God, this has got to be the scariest thing on the planet, which is really freaky.
Yeah, like, it's super freaky. Even today, watching it, like I said, I didn't scare me or anything, but I'm just like,
do you
in my psyche is like, I don't like that.
Do you watch those effects and like think of how they're done?
No, not at all.
Oh, see, that's often what I find myself doing is like, so like when I think of like in Ghostbusters, like with the door and like the claw, I want to say it was like a rubber like mat, or it was like a cloth, and that's how they did like the claw effect kind of poking through the door.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the tracks leading into the terror dogs. And so like for me, I don't know if that was like logically how I tried to like get around the terror, but like I just think of like, okay, well, that's like a wax face that they were just like melting with a blowtorch.
Got it.
Which is still really freaky. But I think the poltergeist face tear off is creepier.
The what?
In Poltergeist?
Well, we're not talking about that.
I'm just saying, I thought it was scary.
I don't remember, and I recently watched that movie.
I probably told you not to watch because you don't like faces melting off or being
true.
Torn off.
True. All right, what about your number four?
My number four, and this might sound silly, but I think if people think about it and saw it when they were younger, it's going to make sense.
Okay.
E.T.
Oh, yeah. For
E.T.,
sure.
I love Spielberg. I respect E.T.
I love that movie.
I don't.
You don't like E.T.?
I don't like E.T.
Oh.
I love a lot of things about it, but I don't love that movie.
Oh.
And I think it comes down to, so when I was a kid, we had a babysitter, Tanda, and we would, because both my parents worked and they commuted into the city.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we got dropped off at the babysitter. And I remember Tanda had like a life-size E.T. figure.
Why?
Doll. Like it was like made of plastic and the head would extend, like the neck would extend.
I mean, that's pretty freaky. I feel like that's something we would own now.
And as a kid, I don't even know if this thing was life-size, but it was bigger than me. And its neck would extend.
Yeah,
and so
creepy.
that was terrifying. But there's a lot of creepy things in that movie. One, you have the beginning where it's like Jaws,
mm-hmm.
where you don't see this thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's creeping around the forest. And you're like, what the hell is that? Then you finally see this thing, and it's not cute. No, like nowadays, if they did E.T., they would have the big eyes, but it would be much more like, you know, all of a sudden they'd have to go through all these like parents and groups and they'd, oh, well, do you like this design or this? And
yeah.
they'd make a perfect, you know, E.T. plush doll.
I mean, they...
Like Baby Yoda, you know what I mean? Where it's like Yoda was this freaky little puppet thing and now all of a sudden they made him adorable.
He is adorable.
Yes.
Well, it's not him.
But, okay, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Somehow they managed to make him cute when he was a real freaky puppet monster. But so E.T., you have this terrifying thing. Its neck extends. It's wonderful practical effects. Later, it's dying.
So were you afraid of the ride at Universal?
I didn't go on the ride. No, I didn't go on the ride till I was a teenager.
Okay.
Mostly, I thought it was a weird acid trip.
Okay, so... That ride freaked me out because
when
at
did
the
you go
end,
on that?
When I was like 5.
Okay.
And so at the end, E.T. says your name, and I didn't know that. And so when he suddenly said my name, I lost my shit. I was like, not okay. It's like this alien thing. I mean, and going on it now, it's so great.
I could see that ride being freaky. And again, it's animatronics.
Sure. It is freaky now. It's super freaky.
Yeah.
When you get to E.T.'s planet and it's muggy as hell. And then
welcome
home.
They're really
favorite.
Freaky. If you've never been on the E.T. ride at Universal,
you should go.
It's
because
a weird.
It may not be there forever.
Well, it's like a sequel because you like go to his green planet, and it's somebody did all the acid.
Yeah, it's really.
It's
a good time.
I feel like if you were under certain substances, you would have an amazing time. Life altering, like revelation of like E.T. We're on like the green planet. But yeah, did not like E.T., respect its craft. It's a great movie. I'm not trying to bash it, but to me, I think E.T.'s really freaky, and I don't like it.
All right.
All right, now we're going to do Heidi's number 3.
So my number 3 is one of my absolute favorite movies nowadays. It is The Mummy, 1998.
1999.
Okay, close enough. The Mummy.
I mean, it could have been like 1940, you know, really like Boris Karloff.
No. So great. Absolutely love that movie. Everyone in the cast is attractive except for Jonathan and the fat guy. But absolutely fantastic movie. Was absolutely terrified of it as a kid. I wasn't allowed to see it. So I remember being 8 years old. And I went over to a neighbor's house and it was on and we were watching it in her parents' room in the bed. And I remember like freaking out and had to like look away. For me, it's the bugs.
The scarabs?
Yeah. Didn't like that.
Well, there's a lot
like when they go under his skin, like I lost my mind.
Yeah. So that part is really creepy. And that preludes even before you get to like the disfigured mummy.
Mm-hmm.
Like the horror, you know, starts early. Well, they do have the burial sequence at like the beginning, which is it sets up how creepy the scarabs are because they're devouring
yes.
him live.
But yeah, I didn't like that.
Yeah,
I don't like bugs.
There's like
they're
the
like
bulge
they're
in
like
his
cockroaches
skin.
That go in your skin. Not cool, man. Not cool.
Yeah, and then he just freaks out and then runs into a wall and he's just dead. And they're like, well, he's just dead.
He was a stinky fellow. that's what they say.
Well, he may have been a stinky fellow, but he had good taste.
So yeah,
were you freaked out by the mummy?
Yeah, for sure. Just the whole movie in general.
Yeah. It could be a pretty freaky movie. But do you think it would have been even creepier if it was, like, somehow all practical effects?
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, that's where, you know, they got real heavy into CGI, but I feel like even with the
If it was like a puppet, like, I don't like puppets. But even to this day, I don't like puppets.
I will say the CGI of, like, the scarab in his face as you see that bulge.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you see some of the mummy and, like, I remember there were some points, like, when his jaw, like, extends is creepy.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some other stuff where I'm like, that looks a little goofy, even when it came out.
Mm.
But there was some stuff I was like,
yeah,
that's freaky.
So that's my number three. Absolutely. Adore that movie now. What about you?
All right. I haven't watched this movie in probably since I saw it as a kid. I don't remember it wholly, but it's Ernest Scared Stupid. Do you know the character Ernest?
No.
Okay. You know Slinky Dog?
Yeah.
He's voiced by him.
Okay.
So he would do this character.
Was he on Malcolm in the Middle, Ernest? No.
What? No, he had these series of movies. I want to say it was a commie agony.
He's got like a goofy face and he wears a hat.
Yeah.
It was like a blue vest. I know who it is. I've never seen.
So he had this whole series of movies, and I don't know if it was the 80s and 90s, but definitely the 90s. One of them was a Halloween one called Ernest Scared Stupid. And from what I remember and I should have probably looked into a little bit more, but I want to say there was like an evil tree and
evil tree
there. They released these trolls and the trolls were utterly terrifying.
Mm.
I went on later in life to find out, you know, that wonderful movie that I love, Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Mm-hmm.
They used them, that same suits, but like recolored them to make them trolls. So you can kind of imagine, if you haven't seen Ernest Scared Stupid, but you have seen Killer Clowns, imagine those creepy clowns, but just kind of slightly redone, and you can understand. I was probably, I don't know, 6, 7, and watching this, they're really freaky. They're like chasing around, I want to say kids and Ernest, and it is a freaky movie.
I believe it.
And I don't think trolls as a mythical creature are particularly scary,
mm-mm,
but I will say that they made me scared of trolls.
All right.
So one day I will at least have you like watch part of that just so you understand.
See. No,
I just want you to see a clip of the creepy trolls. You'll probably be like, this is really silly. Because I'm sure, you know.
Well, yeah, in hindsight.
If nobody saw any of the movies that we were talking about and I played them back to back, I mean, maybe people would be like, I could see why you'd be scared, but I don't think they're going to be scaring the pants off people. But as a kid, it's real creepy. All right, we're going to move on
to Heidi's number two.
So I actually haven't seen this movie since I was a kid. And
so
I've
it was
been,
like Ernest.
Yeah, but I've been wanting to watch it. I think I've mentioned it like for the last several years, each Halloween season. And it's on Prime right now. So we're going to watch it. Witches of Eastwick.
I think of Witches of East End.
I mean, that's a great show. But
it's a different show.
It's a great show.
But it's not the same thing. No,
no
relation.
It's not. No relation.
Just witches.
Witches
of
Eastwick.
Wick. Not End.
So, correct. So it's with, I don't know why I always want to say Nicolas Cage, because I know that's not right.
Nicolas Cage in a witch movie would be incredible.
Jack Nicholson.
That is a very different actor.
Yes, I know.
Very, one has a lot of talent. One had a lot of chutzpah. I'm not going to tell you which is which.
So, again,
I don't remember this one.
So Jack Nicholson plays the devil.
Okay? Oh.
And there are three witches, one played by Cher, one played by Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, okay.
And one played by Susan Sarandon. So you've got a variety there. One has black hair, one has blonde hair, and one's a redhead. So
one's attractive, one's
no,
not, one's
stop.
Not.
So in the movie, essentially, you know, they have their powers. They're buddies with the devil. I guess that's where they get their powers from. I don't remember it. But the only thing I do remember is I think they're rebelling against the devil. And he
is this
makes
where he goes
them
into the
choke.
Church?
He makes one of them choke on cherries. And I, to this day, don't like eating cherries
Because, like whole cherries or?
Like whole cherries, yeah. So you have to like spit out the pit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this one witch is eating a bunch of cherries, and I remember he like makes her choke on it, and it freaked me out as a kid. Like to this day, I literally think of that every time I eat a cherry. I think of that scene.
Like, does she just like it gets stuck in her esophagus?
I don't remember. I just remember her choking on cherries. They were just evil cherries in my mind. And then from that day forward, all cherries were evil.
It's
it doesn't sound scary, but like in the movie, it was. Because he was like trying to kill all of the witches.
I think I remember when I was researching Why Does the Devil Wear Horns? Doesn't he like go to a church? And they're like torturing him in a church.
I think so.
I think that's like the climax.
Yeah.
That I remember seeing that clip, but like not really understanding the movie. I haven't seen the movie.
We will have to watch it. But yeah, it freaked me out. Like really freaked me out.
Okay. So there's no.
That's all I remember about it.
You're not talking about witches, the creepy Roald Dahl, like 1990. No prosthetics, no practical effects. It was just this particular thing was very scary.
Yeah, to me.
But not witches as a concept.
No, I loved witches when I was a kid.
But what about the Wicked Witch?
I grew to love her.
Oh. This was post-Wicked Witch. Yes. You've now fallen for the witches.
Yes.
Okay, that's interesting. Because it's not like a lot of mine are like, this monster scared me, but for you is like this idea.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Okay.
What's your number trace?
Number two.
No, just kidding.
We already did number three. This is another movie that I haven't seen in a very long time. I want to say I last saw it in high school. It's Labyrinth.
Oh, yeah.
Labyrinth is...
It almost made my top
five. If you have never seen Labyrinth... It is a wonderful fever dream, almost as fever dreamish as E.T. the Ride. Just, it's Jim Henson and his factory, his Muppets, his puppeteers at their finest.
Don't like it.
David Bowie is the Goblin King.
Like that.
There is, help me with the actress's name.
I don't know her name, but I know that a baby gets stolen.
She's married to Vision. I can't remember. Jennifer Connelly.
Is she really?
Jennifer Connelly. Which I have to imagine, she's so cute in this. I have to imagine, like, young what's-his-name. We're really bad with actors today.
Young Vision.
Young Vision, seeing her.
Paul
but anyway,
Bettany.
Yes, Paul Bettany. So she has a younger brother, younger baby. She's sick of the baby, and she's like, I don't know what she's supposed to play.
Is it her baby?
No. This is like a younger sibling.
Oh.
And she's sick of them.
Okay.
Again, I don't totally remember the plot details, so if I'm not getting this totally accurate, again...
Yeah, I also haven't seen it since I was a kid.
And there's some of these movies, we have not watched them, I'm sure, for a reason. Because there's some weird primal, like...
I don't like the puppets.
I don't want to see it. But, so she prays to get rid of this younger sibling baby, and David Bowie, the Goblin King, with a full cod piece just stacked to the brim, with a weird magic twirly crystal ball, is like, I'll get rid of your baby. And before that, there's all these little, like, goblins.
Hate it.
That pop up in the bedroom. And even, like, describing it to me goes back to, like, when I was a kid and freaks me out just thinking. Because I'm thinking of not the actual scene. I'm thinking of how I imagined it as a kid, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so much scarier.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure if I saw them now, I'd be like, the puppeteer is right there behind the bed. And I, you know, I could imagine how they're doing this. But... all these little like goblins are playing like hide and seek and like giggling and creepily like running around the room in the dark, and she takes the baby, or he takes the baby.
Yeah.
And it freaked me out. It freaked me out. Not David Bowie, the little goblins.
The puppets, for sure.
And then
I don't like puppets.
Later, do you remember there's like this dancing thing that like loses its head?
No.
It's like a red or like an orange and yellow thing. If you saw it, you'd know what I was talking about. But there's this like creepy thing that's like dancing that like loses its head and is like torturing the characters. It's like later at towards the end.
Hmm.
I remember that thing or those things freaked me out too. So I think there's something about puppets.
Yeah,
puppets
but
can
I like
be really freaky.
Oh, for sure. Like I love the Muppets. Like those don't scare me, but like evil Muppets or like scary characters in the Muppets, like they bother me.
Yeah. Because there's something you just can't like produce it in CGI. There's just something about seeing that thing, the lighting's, you know, perfect because they're actually existing in that scene, and there's something tangible and just creepy.
Yeah.
So Labyrinth freaked me out.
I think freaked out most people.
Yeah. All right, so before we get to number one, I had asked you if you had any honorable mentions that you wanted to, you know, just say, like, this also freaked me out. You mentioned Labyrinth, like, was pretty close to, but since I already covered it, were there any other ones that almost made the list?
Yes. So I know I was supposed to have one, but I actually have three.
I have two honorable mentions, okay, so that's fine.
I'll make it quick. So, we started talking about puppets, and then my mind went down, and I just, like, this memory got pulled out of me. So, Muppet Treasure Island, I was terrified of the Muppet that gave the black spot.
The blue furry guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
That terrified me. Did not like that. So, yeah. Evil Muppet.
I want to say.
I don't know why, because, yeah. I just might have been. It's like a pointy face. Like, I just don't like that. And, So, that was one.
Yeah. I know who
you're talking
about.
That was the only part that scared me.
Because I want to say he's appeared in, like, the Muppets, wasn't he?
I don't know.
I want to say, like, that Muppet. I don't know its name, but I know what you're talking about.
But, yeah, I was terrified of getting the black spot, like, on my hand as a child.
Okay, so creepy Muppet from Muppet Treasure Island. And so that wasn't, that movie wasn't scary, but that character
was. The character, yeah.
Okay.
And then my other two go hand in hand, and it's not that the movies to me were scary, or I wasn't scared of the movies. It was the animation style. So as a child,
Coraline.
I didn't see that until I was an adult. As a child, I was scared of Toy Story and Nightmare Before Christmas because I didn't. And there are different animation styles, I know, but I didn't like something about the claymation. And
you still don't like claymation.
I still don't like claymation, no. And then something about the way the Toy Story creatures looked in the first movie, it just really freaked me out. So I refused to see those movies. I actually didn't see those movies until I was a teenager.
I will give you that the Sid's recombinated toys, like the baby
the
erector,
baby with the
crab claws.
Yeah.
That's freaky. That's what I thought you were going to say, is like Toy Story, but specifically that scene.
No,
there's
I just
a
didn't
lot
like
of
the animation.
Okay. I mean, it was 1996. They were still trying to get, you know, it all worked out.
But I did see it because I remember I had a Bo Peep toy growing up. So like, it just freaked me out. And I think I, like, blocked out the memory. And then I resaw it as a teenager. And I was like, oh, like, this is fine.
Was there something specific about Nightmare that scared you, or just
claymation
in general?
I just don't like claymation. It still bothers me. I don't know why.
So I love claymation.
I hate it. And I've never seen the creepy claymation Christmas movies, and I've watched some that you've made me watch, but I just don't like them. I don't know why.
Rankin Bass.
It's just embedded in me.
Oh.
Heidi is anti-clay.
I like claymation a lot. I love Ray Harryhausen. That's interesting. I could see why Toy Story, like I said, with Sid's room could be creepy, because that's supposed to be kind of horrific.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously it's like, no, but we're just toys that
we're
have
cool,
been.
Man.
And there's kind of like jokes. Nightmare, obviously, there's horrific elements, but I can't think of like one specific.
I mean,
maybe
Oogie Boogie is creepy when he unravels.
Boogie. Yeah, you're right.
And all the bugs.
Yeah.
I don't like bugs.
That's
still don't
pretty,
like bugs.
That's pretty creepy. And I guess there's a lot of. I'm probably thinking of it from the wrong lens as an adult, but okay. Interesting.
What are your two honorable mentions?
These two I have not seen since whatever memory that I have. I've done enough research to know that these were the movies. So the first one, when I was a kid, a babysitter, a not very good babysitter. No, I don't know. They thought I was down for a nap. And so they were in the living room and my bedroom was upstairs. So I, you know, creeped out of my room and I watched whatever was on television that they were watching.
Okay.
And it was, and this is going to sound ridiculous, but it was an evil helper monkey. It was a capuchin monkey.
Oh, they're so cute.
That took, I think it was a lady in a bath. She's in a bathtub taking a bath. And it takes a toaster or a hair, maybe it was a hair dryer.
Oh, and it kills her.
Yeah, it throws it. So this, if you don't already know what I'm talking about, this movie is called Monkey Shine.
Oh.
And I've looked it up since then, and I think it's supposed to be a dark comedy or just like a ridiculous...
Monkey murdering.
Yeah, it's evil monkey murder. I haven't seen it since. I don't think I can watch it. Not because
monkeys
I think it's too
so
scary.
Monkeys are so cute, though.
Because at this point, like, the premise is so ridiculous that I don't know if I could actually watch this without being like, what am I doing?
Okay.
So, evil helper monkey.
Got it.
Creeped me out when I was a kid. I love monkeys. Still do.
I love monkeys.
Did not turn me off from liking monkeys.
I also love
flying
apes.
Monkeys didn't ruin it.
Oh, that scared me.
But that movie freaked me out. The other, and I don't remember this one as vividly, but I remember there were werewolves trying to track someone, like get into like somebody's house, and they were like very well done werewolf makeup, and it must have been The Howling.
Okay.
I think the makeup, the werewolf, was done by Stan Winston. They're absolutely terrifying creatures. I'll show you a picture of one.
Okay.
If we're this is on YouTube, I'll show a picture of exactly how terrifying they were. But again, you know, this makeup, not even makeup, this, you know, prosthetic, this costume, if you're a kid, you don't differentiate that's a person in a costume. Like, that
yeah.
looks real.
Mm-hmm.
The goblins in Labyrinth, they're real. Like, these are real creatures. So, like, to me, terrified me to no end. Love werewolves now, but that really freaked me out.
Awoo!
Werewolves in my TV.
No, I was thinking, awoo! What are you doing? Saving your life!
Always Harry Potter.
Always Harry Potter.
Always Harry Potter.
All right, so let's move on to Heidi's number one.
So I still will not watch this movie.
This is the most terrifying movie Heidi saw when she was a kid.
It is The Adventures of Pinocchio. It is a live action Pinocchio wooden puppet thing. And
this was released in the United States?
Yes, I think so. I mean, yeah, I saw it. I owned it on VHS.
Okay.
And
I don't remember this.
When they go to Pleasure Island, you know, that's where they get turned into donkeys, right?
Yeah. I remember that from the Disney.
So it's
which
the same
is,
thing.
In and of itself is freaky in the Disney version.
For sure. So same thing in this. And when you, they have a log flume ride in this movie. And
it's like
when
Splash
you
Mountain.
Go, exactly. So when you go down the log flume ride and you get wet, when you drink this water, that's when you turn into a donkey.
Wasn't the liquid supposed to be beer? Because the whole thing is when you get drunk, you turn into a jackass.
Yes. I don't know if that's
maybe,
was
maybe
this
with
reference.
The, in the kids
but,
movie, they played that down where
yeah.
like magic water.
But this put an embedded fear in me. That if I was going to go on Splash Mountain at Disney, that I would turn into a donkey if I somehow consumed the water. And from this day, I still freak. I don't like Disney water.
To be fair, if you drank that dirty, gross Splash Mountain log flume water, you might have worse things to worry about than turning into a donkey.
Yes. But yeah, no, if you just Google this, just look at what Pinocchio looks like. Literally,
who's in this? I don't remember.
I don't
this.
Even know. I don't even know. I think the guy who plays Elizabeth Swann's dad in Pirates of the Caribbean's in it.
The Sparrow from Game of Thrones?
Yeah, I think he's in it. I think he's Geppetto.
Okay.
But that's all I remember.
And what year was this?
I don't know. But it was when I was a kid. And like I watched that movie a lot. Not by choice. It literally freaked me out.
Why did you watch it so much? You didn't even have a younger sibling.
No, it was just put on.
Oh.
It was like, it wasn't like when I got to choose a movie, it was just like they put on a movie
this
for
is
me.
What's happened?
Yeah. Don't like it.
Okay.
It's, no.
Was it partly, you think, due to like, was it claymation?
No, it's not claymation.
So
it's like
Pinocchio
this wooden,
is not a claymation.
It's like a wooden thing. It's just creepy. I didn't like it.
Okay. I gotta look this up. I'm very curious that this was the most, like, the scariest movie for you as a kid.
As a child, yeah. Really
yes.
freaked me out.
Okay. Interesting. Not what I expected. I didn't see that one coming.
What about you?
So, I love dinosaurs to this day.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up loving dinosaurs. Like, when I was a little kid, my brother would, like, say he wanted to be a paleontologist. So, he and I would, like, look at, like, a dinosaur encyclopedia. And we would, like, know all sorts of, like, long-ass dinosaur names, like Parasaurolophus. still love dinosaurs, like reading about them to this day.
Mm-hmm.
So I would watch a lot of dinosaur cartoons. I would watch Land Before Time, one of the saddest slash best movies in the world.
I know.
And, you know, I would grow up watching a lot of like goofy 1980s, early 90s dinosaur stuff.
Okay.
So come 1993,
Jurassic Park.
There's a dinosaur movie, and little Devin is all excited because it's like, I love dinosaurs. This is great. This is a movie for me.
So you were five?
I would have been six, almost six, about. Okay. I can't remember exactly when Jurassic Park, but it was, you know, turning six. I am 80% sure my parents did not take me to see this in theaters, which is a good idea. Good job, Mom and Dad. But I remember it came on video and we put it on. I don't think my parents had seen it in theaters. So it was kind of like the whole family watching it all at the first time. My little sister would have been like four. She probably clonked out for the evening. So it's my brother, my sister, my parents all watching, I think, Jurassic Park for the first time with no super, you know, adult supervision of like knowing like maybe this isn't the best thing to put on for a 6-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And I was terrified, not of the T-Rex. The Dilophosaurus freaked me out. The spitter.
Oh, yeah.
He freaked me out because he was both of the dinosaurs that freaked me out, that and the raptors, because they were smaller. I think the T-Rex, one, T-Rexes are amazing, but they're like big, so there's not much terror from a child standpoint. I was really freaked out by the end with the kitchen and where they're like trapped with the velociraptors.
That's a really great scene.
It is a really great scene. But as a kid, they're like locked in this visitor center, not locked in, but you know, they're very confined to this. They go into this kitchen, which is an even more confined space. They've got this like hall of mirrors, like, you know, there's
shiny
reflections. Yeah, there's raptors jumping on counters. They're sniffing. And they've got that creepy claw that's like tapping almost like Morse code. And I had nightmares for weeks about velociraptors.
Aww.
So for me, just that standpoint alone, like all these movies, I don't think I had that much of a long-lasting effect of just like weeks of nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of my favorite movies nowadays, but as a kid, it was also definitely one of the scariest movies. So I want to ask you two questions. So I'm going to start with the first one.
I'll allow it.
Are you still scared of any of these movies today? And I think I kind of know the answer based on the Pinocchio one.
Pinocchio, I won't watch it. I'm sure I'd be fine.
Yeah.
It just, no.
any other ones? Witches? But you haven't seen it. Witches of Eastwick, you
I
haven't
want
seen in a while.
To rewatch it.
But you're not, well, you are still kind of scared of cherries.
Yeah. Well, I'll eat cherries. It's just that scene pops in my head whenever I do it. And cherries are delicious. Yeah.
Okay.
Everything else is fine. In fact, love those movies, so.
Well, and that was going to be my second question is, do you think there's a weird relationship between fear and fascination?
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
Because there's something about, I would say a lot of these movies are still some of your favorite movies today,
mm-hmm.
between like Raiders and Mummy and Wizard of Oz,
mm-hmm.
or there's interest like Witches of Eastwick, which obviously that's, you know, very much continued. So why do you think that is? Like, why are I'm not going to say all people, but some people, probably a lot of people listening to this podcast, like, we have this weird
attraction to things that scare us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, why is it that some people get scared of something and instead of being averted to that, get attracted to it?
Well, prime example, I was absolutely terrified to go to Halloween Horror Nights maybe 5 years ago. And then I finally went, and now I'm obsessed. And I love it. And I love when I get scared. Like, when they scare me, and they get me good, like, and it makes me laugh.
Mm.
It's weird. Even in, like, movies. Like, we were watching Midnight Mass the other night, and there was a jump scare, and it got me, but it made me laugh afterwards.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird.
See, and I think I love practical effects, and that's why I like looking into kind of how movies are made. And I think part of that is when I was a kid, I needed a way to like rationalize this, to be unafraid,
mm-hmm.
to be like, that's not real. And I know how it was done. So I can kind of control that. But
mm-hmm.
it also drove this fascination with, I would say for me, monsters. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of mine between, you know, you could argue that a dinosaur is a monster, but in this sense, it's monstrous. You have the goblins, the trolls, that there was a lot of monsters that I really bonded to. But I find it weird that, like, I want to say my brother doesn't like horror movies at all.
He doesn't.
And I'm sure that I could not put on most movies that we watch. And we are by no means, we are not hardcore. We are weak, but still more so than some individuals. And we're definitely more attracted to.
I wouldn't say we're weak.
There's some dark stuff out there that.
Well, I don't like disturbing things.
Yeah. Well, and that's kind of my point is, and I'm curious on other people, like what they think on how, where you fall on the spectrum of horror, because I think there's spooky and then there's slasher and gore, mm-hmm. and kind of everything in between. And then, you know, why are you attracted to one or the other?
Mm-hmm.
And is one more valid than the other? And I would say no. You know, I would say like horror is horror, and there's different people who are attracted to different types of horror. And so for us, you know, we had an interesting range of childhood fears that changed into childhood classics or adult classics. So would you want to do like a top 10 movies that scared you as an adult?
Yeah.
I'm curious on like.
Oh, for sure. Well, because like adult Heidi 5 years ago is different than me now.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say 5 years. I'd say more than that. But you know what I mean? Like 10 years ago, Heidi
yeah.
is different. Like college Heidi is different than.
But I'm also would be curious on like Heidi. if there's some core, like a connective tissue between what scared you as a kid, whether that completely changed as an adult, or whether it's like, oh, I can kind of see how these things have continued to freak you out.
Yeah. Like I don't like mannequins. Fun okay. fact.
So what we're going to try and do is every 10 episodes, hopefully do some sort of top 10, not necessarily like. I've thought about doing like top 10 episodes of certain series, especially if they're like supernatural in nature. Let us know if you enjoyed this. If you didn't enjoy it, well, thanks for humoring us. Let us know what movie scared you the most as a kid. I'm curious whether others had a similar reaction of like, yeah, that movie freaked me out or something else. But regardless, thanks so much for joining us. We hope you have a wonderful spooky season.
Yes, it is upon us.
Oh.
I don't know why it was Nandor.
It's good and creepy.
Bye.
Bye.